531. PM News at 9, Talofalava, I'm Ella Lohini Stancil. Former National MP Alfred Ngaro says honouring the Pacific effort is an important part of New Zealand's ANZAC story. Niuean and Cook Islands communities up and down the country will host their own commemoration services tomorrow. Alfred Ngaro says stories of the wives and mums who sewed uniforms for the soldiers are the fabric of the ANZAC history. He will attend the Auckland Cook Island commemorations in Mangere tomorrow.
While we acknowledge our Niuean contingent of 147 in World War One, we knew that there were Fijians, 100 of them, that actually went straight across to France and Britain, some of the Tuvaluans and Kiribati. The Cook Islands actually came through with the Māori Pioneer Battalion and the importance of ANZAC. You know, it's entitled Lest We Forget, you know, their sacrifice and their service at that time for God and country. We need to remember those stories.
Meanwhile, New Zealand Speaker of the House, Jerry Brownlee, says Pacific soldiers should be acknowledged for their service during the war. A New Zealand delegation will join the ANZAC Day commemorations in Niue tomorrow. Jerry Brownlee says it's important to recognise the work and sacrifice of the Pacific men who served.
Oh, very significant. I think the issue of both Cook Island and Niuean soldiers being assigned to the Māori Battalion and then kind of not recognised as well as it could be is something that we're very keen as a country to put right. And so I am attending the commemorations on ANZAC Day.
The New Zealand delegation will hold discussions with the members of the Niue Assembly today. They will also meet youth representatives, village councillors, and leading women figures on the island. The delegation will leave Niue on Friday. An inquiry into the response to last year's catastrophic North Island storms has found the system is not fit for purpose. The inquiry, chaired by former Governor General Sir Jerry Mateparae, found the nation's emergency management system is broken. It says in some places last year, the system failed completely, leaving people unable to prepare for or respond to the disaster. One of its recommendations is to legislate iwi Māori's role in emergency planning and response. The chair of Ngāti Kahungunu, Baden Barber, says it's vital iwi are formally included, as the inquiry recognised that Māori stepped up during the disasters.
We do what we do, which is to manaaki and to hiaki, which is helping and assisting where needed. Not just Māori, Pākehā and those that were in need. You know, utilising our resources in terms of people, connections, networks and food and supplies.
A proposal to fund continuous glucose monitors, insulin pumps and ongoing accessories is open for consultation. If approved, it could be rolled out as early as July, impacting 18,000 people living with type 1 diabetes. Pharmac Kaituruku Māori Trevor Simpson says having the equipment funded could be life-changing.
Because of the cost of CGMs is an issue around accessibility. So, you know, whānau are often not in a position to be able to purchase such things themselves. So the CGMs would provide, you know, a really useful mechanism for Māori and Pacific and people with disabilities to not have to go through the rigmarole of trying to work through a system. They'll have much more control over their lives in terms of managing type 1.
Almost all 50 seats in the Solomon Islands Parliament have been declared following their general election last week. Lobbying among elected members have intensified as they strive to form alliances among themselves. Radio New Zealand Pacific editor Koroi Hawkins says tribal affiliations still play a pivotal role in the formation of government.
There's a lot of other cultural complications underneath the Westminster colonial system that sits on top of basically a cultural indigenous political structure. It's quite complex. It's organised chaos, I guess, is a good way to describe it.
That's PMN News at 9. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmn.co.nz.